I've been a marijuana activist, if you can call it that, since 2011, when I attended my first DFW normal meeting at Veterans Park. Has anybody been to Veterans Park in Arlington? Less than 50 people were there. It was a cookout. And I went with my girlfriend and my best friends and my brother. Hey. And from that moment, when I felt like it was okay to not be ashamed to be about marijuana law reform, and I realized that I was forever changed after meeting some of these people. And from that moment, I've really felt like I wanted to do my best for Texas, because we need a loud voice in this argument, do we not? Yeah. But it can't just be from people like me or the people that you're used to seeing at events like this. It's got to be people like you who are afraid to do something like this. Because I'm afraid. Is it stopping me? Should never stop you. It should never hold you back from doing what you believe in. And my best friend has been involved with DFW Normal with me since day one. And I've begged him and pleaded with him anything that I could do to get him to be more than a DFW Normal member, to get him to be more than just somebody who always showed up and always had something positive to say, but to be a damned activist for marijuana. And my friends, it's finally happened. And so I would like to introduce to you my best friend, a man who suffers from cerebral palsy, who is here in a wheelchair today and yet standing on these steps right with me, who will and shall become one of the faces for medical marijuana in the state of Texas. Please give it up for my friend, Eric Espinoza.
Into the mic as loud as you can.
All right, how's everybody doing today? Can I get a league of us? Thank you for coming to the 2016 Global Marijuana March. My name is Eric Espinoza. I've been a DFW member since 2011. I'm also, thank you, you should sign up today. I'm also a executive member of the Libertarian Party of Texas. So it's your right to do what you want to do with your body. That's how I feel about that. At the age of 4, I was diagnosed with spastic cerebral palsy. There is no specific medication for this. There is no pill that I can take that'll make the spasm better or make my quality of life better. I've been on opioid therapy, various other medications through pain management clinics. It doesn't work. Does it work for anybody else? No! I didn't think so. Today, we are taking part in changing cannabis and history in Texas. Yeah. Peacefully assembling here, showing our strength. From lobbying our capital, the educational meetings, and various gatherings that we've had, I've seen our community of activists grow exponentially. Do you feel free? I want to live in a Texas where I am free to choose between pharmaceutical and natural means to treat my mind and body. To see science be free, to study this plant and gain way more than we ever thought possible. And more than anything, I want to welcome the medical refugees back to their home. Today may be your first step into activism. There was probably about 15 that I got to get up here. Or today might be the next step in your already growing activism. regardless of what your level of activism is. I hope that the next time we have a march here, that it's you up here. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a patient. It doesn't matter if you're a professional, health professional, lawmaker, lawyer. Cannabis will help everyone. So thank you very much for coming out here today. And let's bring cannabis to Texas and get it deep, deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah!